Jeff, we start the report off this week with an update on employment at the Chino mine. What can you share?
Freeport-McMoRan management announced Friday that they would be furloughing 825 workers at the Chino mine. Freeport-McMoRan owns two mines in Grant County. They're a large employer in the area and an important part of the tax base here. These furloughs come in the wake of a COVID-19 outbreak in the maintenance shop at Chino Mine, which forced the company to close the mine or limit operations substantially. The company has also said they are looking at mass layoffs and is in the process of sending out a WARN notice to notify employees that layoffs are coming, and this will have a significant impact on many households in Grant County who rely on the mine for probably the bulk of their income.
Okay, now I want to move on and talk about some drama that's happening with the board at Gila Regional Medical Center. Now, the Grant County-owned hospital had a board meeting last Friday where three of the six remaining trustees resigned, effective immediately. Now, there was another trustee that had already resigned this month. That makes four total board members who have resigned recently. We have news that this may have something to do with the county manager's office sending out an announcement about the commissioners in Grant County holding a special meeting to discuss the possible takeover or governance of the rural hospital, which has been struggling. And for our listeners who don't know, the Grant County Commission appoints board trustee members. Can you just give us an update on what's happening out there?
So the board of trustees at Gila Regional Medical Center was scheduled and did have a special closed session meeting at 10 o'clock on Friday morning with Grant County commissioners. At about 10:15, the county manager's office, Charlene Webb's office, sent out a press release with a statement that announced the commission would be holding a special meeting on May 1st to consider taking over the governance of the hospital. Effectively, this statement announced that the commission is considering either doing away with the trustees or significantly altering the way that Gila Regional Medical Center operates. This could include, and there have been discussions, we learned, that of hiring a management company to come in and take over the hospital. The timing of this press release upset some of the trustees. Three of them, upon finding this out during the open session later that day, announced that they would be resigning immediately. And they did so last Friday, submitting their resignations effective immediately to the county manager's office. This is sure to lead to an interesting meeting on May 1st, which will be an open session meeting held virtually. And more information about that can be found on Grant County's website.
Okay, now we are now going to go to Nick Seibel, publisher of the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Nick, thanks for joining us this week for the report. You have some news about some work that the Daily Press, the Silver City Grant County Chamber of Commerce, and PNM are doing to collaborate on a silent auction to help businesses in the area. What can you share?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically an online auction. It's as with most of our best ideas, we stole it from somewhere else. But a community in Central Colorado held an auction like this last month that was sponsored by their Visitors Bureau, actually. And they brought in over $100,000 for businesses in the community. But basically, the way it works is online auction. If you've ever been on eBay, something like that, you kind of know how it works more or less. But businesses in the community can list items, gift certificates. We've got lots of artwork, there's some antiques, there's all sorts of stuff already, and businesses can add additional items anytime they want during this auction until it ends, which is next Friday. That'll be May the 8th. So we're pretty excited about it and hope it does well for us, particularly excited because PNM worked with us and they're actually going to cover all of the transaction fees. So every purchase that gets made through the auction, 100% of that money goes to the business that has listed the item. The website is supportsilverauction.com. and give you all the information how the whole thing works.
Okay, Nick, thanks so much for the update, and we will talk to you all next week.